Shabbos, Chav Beis, Mishnah Beis, that's 22.2. Here we discuss the fairly well-known rule, first, of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, which means that once you've cooked something once, you can't cook it a second time. So the Mishnah says, Kol Sheba B'chamin Me'erev Shabbos, anything which was in hot water on Erev Shabbos, meaning you boiled it, you boiled that chicken, so then Shor Nosol B'chamin B'Shabbos, you can soak it again. Shriya means to soak. In other words, you can reheat it in hot water on Shabbos. Taking that chicken, which is already boiled before Shabbos, and putting it back in the pot of hot water to make it warm again on Shabbos, is permitted. And that's the idea of putting something back on the blech to warm up and that kind of thing. If it's been cooked once already, you cook it a second time. I don't want to clarify 2 points right away. Number one is, this Mishnah is talking about a davar yavesh, a dry thing. The rules are different if you're reheating liquids. In fact, you're not allowed to reheat liquids. Once liquids have cooled off, they may not be reheated on Shabbos a second time. There is a machlokas between the machab and ramah, what it means to be cooled off. According to the machaber, cooled off means it's gone below yad soletis bo, about 45 degrees Celsius, 110 or so Fahrenheit, something like that. At that point, to reheat the liquid is usur. And the other clarification I want to make right away is, don't get confused between ein bishel achar bishel. If it was cooked in water, to re-cook it and reheat it up in water is permitted, assuming we're talking about something dry, and that would similarly be true ein afiyah achar afiyah. If you had baked something in the oven, you could reheat it up with dry heat a second time. That's also true. But we are concerned about baking after boiling or boiling after baking. So the Mishnah doesn't discuss that at all, but halacha lemaaseh, you have to be very careful of that. Okay. Now, if something hadn't been cooked before Shabbos, again, cooked in water, so then you would not be allowed to do Sharia. You couldn't soak it in water to heat it up, but you could at least rinse it off with hot water to maybe soften it and clean it and that kind of thing. So it says, V'chol shalo ba b'chamin me'erev Shabbos, any food which had not been in a pot and heated before Shabbos, and cooked before Shabbos, you can't, while you're not allowed to put it in hot water, medich nosol b'chamin b'Shabbos, you could, hadacha is rinsing, like a medich is a dishwasher, you could, rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, meaning just in the outer layer, that would be okay, because that's not going to cook it. Now, there is a machlokas Roshon on what we mean by rinsing here. Do we mean what we would call now irui, pouring out of a container that was a kli rishon, meaning that this is the pot or kettle that was on the fire, and now you're using that hot water to pour onto your cold and raw food, if that's allowed. And there are those who say, yes, we could even do irui from a kli rishon. However, and that's the Rashbam Shita, but most learn that Iri Kli Rishon does cook, at least Bechde Klip, at least the outer layer of it. And that being the case, our Mishnah, when it talks about Hadacha, rinsing with warm water or hot water, we're talking about water that's already in a Kli Sheni. So that means, again, Kli Rishon was the actual pot that was or kettle that was on the fire. If you pour that into like a decanter or a cup or something, the cup or decanter becomes a kli sheni, and from there, irui, pouring out from a kli sheni onto the food, doesn't cook it at all, and therefore even raw food, you could pour hot water onto as long as it comes off, with a few exceptions that the Mishnah will say in a moment. Now, let me say those exceptions first. They are chutz, with the following three exceptions, min hamaliach hayashan, a salted food which is very old, meaning you salted this meat a year ago. We're talking about old means 12 months, a year. So it's a year old salted meat to reconstitute it or whatever it is by pouring hot water over it, even from a kli sheni. That would be the making it now edible again from food that was inedible. And that being the case, it's going to be forbidden. And same goes with v'dagim meluchim ketanim, small salted fish. They're not old, these are recently salted fish, but to prep them to go from being like essentially inedible to edible, like cooking them essentially, is just rinse them with hot water, and therefore that'd be forbidden. And the third thing is v'kolias ha'ispanin, this particular fish, which has very thin skin and is super easy to cook. The way you make it edible is simply just pouring hot water over it, even from a klisheni, and that would be sufficient to make it now edible. So since those are she'hadachasan zo, the simple rinsing in hot water of these three things, higmar malachtan, that's the way that you finish their preparation to make them edible. That's equivalent to cooking, or gemar malacha, and that would be forbidden. And therefore, those three things are exceptions to the rule. Period. Now, as far as halacha lemaisa, reheating something which has been cooked before, putting the ein bishlach or bishel, which is the main point of the beginning of the Mishnah, according to Rashi and many others, we're talking here about a food that was fully cooked. But according to many, and we machmer for this, if you had food that was boiled but not fully cooked, it's still rare. It's Michael ben Drusoy, it's edible as is, but really it would be better if you cooked it more. Such food may not go into a kli rishon, like a, you know, you can't reheat it on Shabbos to recook it further, because it will get cooked further, and that already would be an Isser Torah of further bishul. So halach lamaisa, we're only allowing you to the ein bishul achar bishul rule if it's mevushal kol tzarko, the rule of there's no boiling after boiling it. We're saying there's no cooking after cooking. We're saying, yes, you can reheat it up in water, but that assumes that it was fully cooked the first time.